It's the 21st Show. I'm Christine Herman, in for Brian Mackey. There's so much great stuff planned for the Illinois State Fair, which opens Thursday at noon and runs through August 17th. There's plenty to do, enough to fill up the 10 days that it's open, really. So for the rest of the hour today, we're going to talk about what you can expect from this year's fair. Joining us now is Rebecca Clark. She's the Illinois State Fair Manager. Rebecca, welcome back to the 21st Show.
Well, thanks for having me. And I got to tell you, we are 11 days of family fun entertainment here in Springfield.
11 days. Thank you for that correction. Listeners, in order to make our schedules align, we taped this conversation this morning. So we can't take your calls live, but you can still send us an email, talk@21stshow.org, with any thoughts you might have. Rebecca, remind us of some of the usual stuff that we can find at the fair.
Oh, well, I mean, you wouldn't have an Illinois State Fair without a butter cow. And that's what one of the things that we will be doing today is we will be unveiling the official butter cow of the 2025 Illinois State Fair. It's a top secret. We don't know what it looks like myself. I don't even know what it looks like, but that's something that we will be unveiling just later today.
Amazing. There's also contests, there's attractions. Can you tell us about some of the highlights?
Absolutely. So we have one of the common misconceptions is that the fair starts on August 7th. For us, the fair actually starts in July. We've already had three horse shows that are under our belts. And then our livestock exhibitors moved in on Sunday, for their shows, which will start tomorrow too. So if you do not know a thing about agriculture, you are still going to be in the right place because we have hidden pieces of agriculture and entertainment. We have hidden agriculture into all these kind of fun entertainment settings that you don't even realize that you're dealing with agriculture.
We're talking about horses. We're talking about swine. And
yes.
that's really great. There's a high dive show. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, we have a high dive show right in the heart of the fairgrounds. They offer three or four performances every day, depending on the day of the week. That is certainly a fan favorite. We also have a free circus, which is great for families who really just need to take a break in the middle of the day. Come into our 800-seat Big Top Circus featured in Happy Hollow and enjoy those three free performances every day.
I'm a huge circus fan, so that sounds super exciting. A big part of state fairs, or just fairs in general, is the food. So, Rebecca, I wonder, what are your favorite foods to eat at the state fair?
So I like to tell everybody that I've been involved with the Illinois State Fair for about 10 years. This will be my fourth fair as the manager. But before that, I was the public information officer for the Department of Agriculture, which also covered the Illinois and DuQuoin State Fair. And my last year as public information officer, I was pregnant with triplets. And every day at 5 o'clock, I would go into the Illinois Department of Agriculture tent and get an apple cider slushy with a dollop of vanilla ice cream.
Oh my gosh.
And it is the most refreshing thing on a hot August day. It tastes like apple pie a la mode in a cup.
And so there are vendors for food. There's also something called the Illinois Wine Experience. What's that about?
So this year we have not only the Illinois Wine Experience, but we also have a craft beer competition. So our Illinois grape growers are featured in the air-conditioned artisans building. They will be there all 11 days of the fair so that you can sample some of Illinois' finest. But then over in the shed, we have the craft beer competition where you will be the judge. We will have nearly a dozen of Illinois' best craft brewers on hand where you can buy a pint or a sample pass and sample your way through 10 5-ounce samples of some of Illinois' famous craft beer. And it's important to point out that both craft beer and Illinois wine are all parts of Illinois agriculture.
And what would you like to tell us about other vendors beyond the food and the drinks and the wine and the beer?
Right. I think a hidden gem on our fairgrounds is the expo building. It's right up the hill from the main gate. I say hill, it's not really much of a hill, but just inside the main gate is the expo building. And there we have dozens of local of Illinois businesses that are selling their products that you can look from anything from if you need new gutters on your home to the world or the state's largest candy maze. There are all kinds of vendors for you to check out. In the expo building, we also feature a free entertainment stage, which will offer music and programming throughout the day. And there's also a selfie gallery. You know, these days, everyone has a phone in their hands. So let's harness the power of that phone and take selfies of ourselves all day long in the selfie gallery and share the world with or share your experience with the world.
And I understand there's even a hot tub vendor. Are these hot tubs for like you can come try them out or just look with the eyes?
I think it would probably be best to just try with your eyes. But we do have several hot tub vendors on the fair. And that was one of those things that always surprised me. Like people really buy a hot tub at the state fair, but they do. People buy a lot of hot tubs at the state fair.
Fascinating. Let me take a moment to reintroduce my guest. This is the 21st Show. I'm Christine Herman. Today we're talking about the Illinois State Fair. It's back in town in Springfield, and we're speaking with Rebecca Clark about what you can expect. So, Rebecca, the carnival is always a must-see. What are some of your favorite rides?
Well, I have four kids, and so I do a lot of rides. It's really cute because my kids, the days leading up to the fair would ask me, Mom, have the rides shown up yet? Are they here yet? Which ones are here? And we do have a list of all of our rides on our website, statefair.illinois.gov. So you can see all those rides, but you can also see the height requirements so that you can make sure that you know whether or not your little tyke is tall enough to be able to ride those rides. But I'm a big fan of the giant slide.
Giant slide. Awesome.
The older I get, the more struggles I have with some of those carnival rides.
Oh, sure.
Maybe some of your listeners could relate.
Yeah. So there are some days when the rides are $2 or $3 a piece. You can also purchase wristbands. What can you tell us about that when it comes to like parents who are trying to factor in the cost considerations for rides?
Absolutely. So we work really hard to make sure that we maintain affordability where we can here on the Illinois State Fairgrounds. We are actually one of the most affordable state fairs in the Midwest. And our carnival has been a wonderful partner in this initiative. They offer a $2 ride day on Tuesday of the fair. That Tuesday is also a $2 admission day for adults and seniors. And then the carnival will also have a $3 ride day, which is tomorrow on opening day, where all those rides are just $3. But we do have wristbands that can be day of wristbands that can be purchased in the carnival. They're $35 a day, and they have special hours in which they're valid. Or you can still purchase that Mega Pass, which gives you unlimited rides in the Carnival Midway and Adventure Village all 11 days of the fair. And I do tell people, if you're planning to visit the Illinois State Fair more than once, that Mega Pass is really actually turns out to be a bargain.
And before we segue off the topic of kids, I understand there's also hours and events that are more sensory friendly. Can you say more about that?
Sure. A couple of years ago, we embarked on an initiative to be able to really pay attention to our accessibility issues. And something that really caught me that you don't necessarily think of is how much when you walk on the fairgrounds, you are greeted by sights and sounds and smells. And for those who suffer from sensory processing sensitivities, that can be so overwhelming. So we worked on an initiative in which we offer sunflower hours on the first Saturday of the fair from 9 until noon, where our entertainment is offered at a softer, calmer, in a softer, calmer, more environment. So those who use microphones for their shows would just use their natural voice and things like that. We also offer a sensory station, which is a dedicated building inside the fairgrounds, in the heart of the fairgrounds, that is a quiet zone so that we have trained volunteers who can help individuals who identify with sensory processing sensitivities be able to regroup and refocus so that they can hopefully enjoy the rest of the day.
Let's get into a little bit about the music, the entertainment, the concerts.
Yeah.
Talk about some of the concerts that are going to be on the grandstand at the fair this year.
At the grandstand. Okay. Well, we like to say that if there's not something that you like at the grandstand, check out any of our 14 other free entertainment stages that offer more than 165 hours of free entertainment. And that a lot of times that grandstand lineup steals the show,
okay.
But I wouldn't snooze on that Grand Central stage either. But you asked about the grandstand. Well, so we'll start with there. We are offering 10 fantastic concerts in the grandstand this year, from country to blues to rap to R&B. I mean, we have a little bit of something for everybody, including a brand new free concert just announced on Monday night featuring Randy Houser with opening act classic rock group Night Ranger.
Can you give your top tips for someone who's never been to the state fair? I'm a little embarrassed to say I've lived in Illinois my whole life. I've never been. If you're going for the first time, it sounds like there's so much. There's, you mentioned 14 stages, more than 100 performers. What are your top tips for making the most of the state fair experience?
Absolutely. So start with our website, statefair.illinois.gov, and start planning your visit there. I think that I'm a mom with four kids, so we try to hit the free entertainment acts. They're all staggered so that you can start at one end of the fairground and then just move from show to show, especially when you need a break and from all of the carnival rides and all the sugar. So that's a great thing. If you're a younger college age kid, I would start by checking out that Grand Central stage lineup and seeing what musical acts you like, and then start building your experience from there. And then I also like to make sure that I point out that we also offer, you know, we've got harness racing in the grandstand that's absolutely free, 5 days of harness racing, where we also offer paramutual wagering. And no trip to the state fair is complete without a visit to see the butter cow.
The butter cow. Describe this butter cow for us, for those who've never seen a butter cow. I know that this year's hasn't been unveiled, but what have they looked like in previous years?
Oh, I mean, the sculptor is Sarah. She's out of Iowa, and she always finds a way to incorporate our theme in the cow's sculpture and the design inside the case. And so this year, our theme is adventure awaits. And so it's a great opportunity to use 500 pounds of butter to educate the fairgoers somehow about Illinois agriculture and dairy in specific. So I can't wait to see how she has hidden little clues to teach us about the dairy industry in this year's sculpture.
And I'm so curious, what happens to the 500 pounds of butter after the fair has ended?
It is collected and stored for the next year so that it's easier to sculpt with.
Fascinating. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Amazing. All right. Well, I just want to thank my guest, Rebecca Clark. Rebecca is the Illinois State Fair manager. Thank you so much, Rebecca, for joining us on the 21st show today.
Well, thanks for having me. And I hope we break your streak and get you out here at the Illinois State Fair.
I've got three kids. I really got to bring them out. I've got 11 days to do it. So I appreciate that little nudge. Thank you, Rebecca.
Uh-huh.
And that's all the time we have on the program today. Coming up on tomorrow's show, earlier this year, Illinois transferred control of Shabana Lake State Park to the first federally recognized Native American nation in the state. We'll talk about the significance of that move with one of the Prairie Band Potawatomi's council members. Before we go, please consider joining our text group. It's the most popular way for listeners to share comments, ask questions, and get your perspective on the show. You can join by sending the word TALK to 217-803-0730. Again, text the word TALK, T-A-L-K, to 217-803-0730. We love hearing from listeners. We'd love to hear from you. What do you think about our program? What suggestions do you have for future guests or stories? You can email us at talk@21stshow.org. You can find that address and every other way to contact us, including our voicemail line, at our website, which is 21stshow.org. That's 21stshow.org. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield, Harrison Malkin, and Jose Zepeda. Layli Nazarova is an associate producer, and our digital producer is Kulsum Khan. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Christine Herman. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.